Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 11 minutes now before the top of the hour. 73 degrees in the capital city, looking for a low tonight, somewhere near 66. For tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely and a high of 84 degrees. In studio with us, we decided we were going to launch this opportunity to bring metro area mayors in to talk a little bit about their community, their life, why they do what they do. I mean, you know, the pay is just astronomical for these metro mayors out here, and especially for guys that have been in business for like 42 years. Welcome to the News Hour, Mr. Mayor. Mayor Skip Conklin from the great city of Altoona. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I certainly always look forward to the opportunity to promote my city. It's a great place to live, and it just keeps continually growing in a controlled manner.
Now, when we talk about growth, it is pretty amazing. You were sharing with me off mic that in your time there in the great city of Altoona, you've seen some population changes.
Yes, I hate to date myself,
but
I graduated from Altoona High School in 1964, and there was approximately 1,200 people in Altoona. When I ran for council and was elected and took office in 1993, there were 7,000 people in Altoona. And now, when I was elected mayor 2.5 years ago, there are 15,000 people in Altoona. And we grow at a steady rate.
Yeah, just controlled growth.
Yeah, you know, the commercial community, now that's a different story. And we've worked real hard to enhance our city to accommodate it as it comes.
Well, one of the things that Altoona has gotten wide press for is landing a little Facebook action over there.
Little. That's a little bit more than little. You need to drive out and look at the building. There's building two is going to start real soon, but building one is up, and it's a little over 11 acres under roof.
It's amazing,
roof.
Isn't it?
It's huge. And, it's about 475,000 square feet. The company is an awesome community-oriented company for being such a big company. Mm-hmm. And, I am just very happy with Facebook people, and I'm also happy with Turner Construction, who is the construction company that Facebook brought in to actually build the facilities.
Is that right? Yeah. So. Well, Facebook stock traded heavy today, as a matter of fact.
Good.
Yeah, well, over 42 million shares traded
Christmas.
Today.
Christmas. Did it go up or down?
It went up. It went up by 2%, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's good.
And closed up a little bit higher, up
well,
by
they,
2%.
Facebook is a very young company. Mark Zuckerberg, who is just
Absolutely.
Turned 30 last week, mm-hmm. and Sheryl Sandberg, who's the COO. And I think she's, I don't know how exactly old she is, but I think she's 45, 6, somewhere in that. So they're a very young company.
Oh, yeah. And why Altoona, do you think, Mr. Mayor?
Well, the untold story is the fact that we spent over 2 years negotiating, because they go out and get cities to compete against
sure.
one another for this. But Altoona, when I took office in 93, we made the decision that we were going to grow. And from then up until now, we have an enhanced system. We have fiber optic. We have water capacity to serve these things as they come. We have sewer capacity. We've got a great Central Iowa workforce, well-educated. I joke with Mayor Gayer in West Des Moines. Steve, we're trying to balance Central Iowa off. So
it doesn't all lean to the west.
That's
is that
right. Don't want it to tip over. But, Altoona is a great place. I felt real bad for Kearney, Nebraska when the announcement was finally made, because we really didn't know until like a week before the decision was announced. But the state of Iowa and Governor Branstad and Debbie Durham, his head of the Iowa mm-hmm. Economic Development Authority, the Greater Des Moines Partnership, this was the ultimate team effort to get them to come here. My ego would like for me, because I met with them many, many times
of
prior.
Of course. Well,
didn't know who they were.
It was you.
But,
yeah.
But my ego tells me it's because we were really nice people in Altoona, and we really look forward to them coming.
Well, there's something to be said about that.
Yeah.
There really is. And people that we talk to on the coasts for our business are always surprised at how nice we are, or seem to be anyway.
Iowa
you
nice.
Know? Yeah, it is. Iowa nice. Yeah. Hat tip to Skip, or Scott, rather. So you spent time in the private workforce there. You had your own business for 42 years, and you grew that business and decided you would, semi-retire and become mayor?
Well, I've been on the council since 93, right. And I sold my business actually 5 years ago. But, you know, I just enjoy being a part of Altoona. When I got elected to the council, I found it was my responsibility to give back to the community that let me start with nothing and grew to a successful business, raised a family, and so on and so right. forth. And, you know, it's just...
Well, the three things that you have going for you relative to your career are three job titles that Iowa needs desperately. You could get back into the workforce almost tomorrow. Master Plumber, Master Mechanical, and Master Electrician. Those three things alone, I mean, I was like calling out into the wild for those people.
We're starting to notice, and I'm involved with the Greater Des Moines Partnership mm-hmm. To a great extent, but we're noticing that our workforce, there's available workers, but they're not trained.
Yeah.
I'm an alumni of Grandview University and attended Drake for a period of time, but Rob Denson at the Area College,
sure.
we're all working to get these people to come back and retrain them. You know, everybody doesn't need to go to college.
Well, and that's borne out by the numbers that we see of jobs going wanting as welders, as pipe fitters, as electricians, as plumbers, you know, and then it just continues to grow because as our infrastructure continues to change because of the growth pattern, we need more people to be able to do that.
Well, it finally caught up because I always told my boys as they were growing up that there's days going to come when a plumber's going to make a lot more than somebody with a college degree, well, although you could have a college degree and be a plumber.
Sure.
But you still like 4 years of internship.
And that day is here in
yes,
many,
is.
Many cases. One of the things that Altoona prides itself on is calling itself a development-friendly community. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is that our staff in City Hall, when a project is brought to us, it can come from different arenas. The partnership provides great input to the city when people are looking for sources. But even the guy that wants to build a little ice cream shop on the corner, that they come to City Hall, and our staff works very hard to help them with their development. There's rules. You don't want
sure.
Crappy things in your city. But there's rules that you have to obey as far as design and standards. But our staff works very hard to make sure that these people have the opportunity to do this as long as they, you know, have the resources, first of all, and secondly, to help them get through the rules, because there's a lot of rules.
Well, there's a lot of stuff.
Oh,
yeah, if you're going to want to start a business any place other than maybe out in some county someplace, there are just tons of rules that go along with that.
Yes.
And helping people navigate through that is one of the opportunities of a sound development-centered community. You know, one of the major develops, I thought this was kind of fun. Just last week, they had a job fair over at the Meadows because you all over there in Altoona are getting a new Johnny's Italian.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Steakhouse. I thought that was kind of cute. They're hiring 96 people over there, and they had a job fair over at Prairie Meadows.
Yes. Yeah, they did that last week. I think it was over the weekend, as a matter of fact. And, it's becoming more common for those that are coming, at least to Altoona, and I would assume anywhere else, to do this. You know, the workers are a little bit in short supply, and trying to get people in the service industry is really tough.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they have a job fair, and they were looking for servers and cooks and you know, whatever it takes to run a restaurant of that caliber, especially a couple weeks prior to that, Perkins Restaurant.
Well, and not only that, but they're opening up pretty soon.
I think they're going to open 16th of June, I believe, is their date to open. So.
That's rolling along pretty quickly. Let's talk about that development there in Altoona that's coming. It's a planned shopping, multi-use facility. Talk a little bit about that.
That's something that I really am glad to have in my pocket now because this is another one of those negotiations over a couple of years. But Heart of America Company,
right.
America Companies.
Mike Whalen
mm-hmm. owns the land across the street from Bass Pro. That's where Johnny's Italian is. Of course, Heart of America owns Johnny's Italian.
Sure.
But negotiate. But the outcome of this has been a premium outlet mall out there, which is going to be on about 30 to 32 acres. It's a done deal. People have always wanted us, when are we going to do something out there? Well, now we've made the announcement. But there's going to be 70, 75 stores in it, and they're high-end stores. You know, a friend of my wife's called me, and she says, now, I've got to have an Armani's in there. And I said, oh, you do? She said, yeah. My girlfriends and I drive to Chicago to the Premium Outlet Mall twice a year to shop over there.
Got to have it, huh?
But it is a high-end outlet mall, and I'm sure there'll be some food places in that.
Absolutely.
But, between that and Johnny's Italian, there's talk of a theater, but who knows?
Well, I think it's a great program. Skip, thanks so very much for coming in and visiting with us. Hey, we promised we'd get you out of here before 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I have to go preside over my council there tonight, which is the greatest council there is.
From the greatest city in the metro, of course. Altoona, Skip Conkling, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much for being with us. For our technical director, that would be Jimmy Olson this evening. Dustin Halderson, our other technical director, Monica Murray. Another technical director, Mariah Lewis. Another technical director. We got all kinds of people around here. And Mary Sayer, our liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. My name is Michael Libby. On behalf of Mike and Kate and Skip, thanks so very much for being with us. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.